Run the track!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Foster the Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Foster. Some changes on the Foster the Podcast front line this week. Christy is, she's on maternity leave. Christy is, for you guys that don't know, Christy is pregnant with twins, and we just got some news that she is, she's going to be on bed rest for a little bit, but the show is going to go on. She's given us permission in a couple of weeks once everything calms down to, I can put a microphone in her hand in her bed and record a podcast. But in the meantime, if you guys wanted to send her any letters or any emails or stuff, send them to me, info@justincomic.com, or also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fosterthepodcast, and I will pass it on to her. I'm sure she would love to read all that stuff. But in the meantime, I have a wonderful, lovely replacement co-host that we're gonna be going on with. You guys know him, you love him, Mr. Michael Malone.
Hey.
Is gonna be filling in for a while.
I feel like this is like one of those things where a husband and wife go like on a break.
Right. Yes.
But you're trying to pick me up at the bar. Like, listen, she said it's cool.
Right. Yeah. but it's very
like it's okay with my wife. It's totally cool. Just come back to my house. And I'm like, well, okay.
And you're there. And there's still like pictures of her everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, and just yeah. Like, this is am I gonna weird. Fuck this guy or not? Like,
yes, you are. You are. So, dude, thank you so much, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I figure we'll do like you'll be like the Johnny Carson, like when he would go on. You got big high heels to fill.
Big high heels. No pressure.
So we're going to keep the show going. I was thinking about taking a little break or like ending it. And she was like, no, you absolutely can't.
So you guys are going to work it out. You're going to go to counseling.
We're on a break. No, she was like, go on. She's like, go on without me. And so you're gonna fill in for me, and I know you're a big traveling guy, so you got some. You're gonna be in town for a while, though, right? I know you're going next week.
Yes,
and then after that,
it's you and I, baby.
Yeah, it's you and me. The show's gonna continue as regular. We're gonna do we'll do more. I like to do like more like trending stuff, more like news, pop culture, sure. Stuff that's kind of like in the now. And then we'll still do interviews, and we'll still have people on.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah, and speaking of dope-ass interviews, we got our first guest on Foster the Podcast for this new round. Can we call it a new round? Kane Holloway is our guest this week.
Hey, what's going on?
Kane, sorry you're in the middle of Mommy and Daddy's weirdness right now. It literally just happened out of nowhere.
She just found out she had twins, or she's been growing twins.
She just found my stomach out. Kind of hurts.
Like she's just been getting fatter and fatter, yeah, and it doesn't matter what she eats.
Right. It might just be Chipotle. I don't know.
I've been getting the sofritos, and yet it doesn't seem to be working. No cheese, and for some reason,
I'm just on the way.
So you've always had a female.
Yeah,
co-host?
It's gonna be real duty for a while now. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we can say stuff like duty.
Yeah, yeah,
we can say duty without
her rolling her eyes. Oh, yeah. This is like when the teacher's away, and it's just all substitutes that we just want to talk about their dicks.
We're just gonna watch Top Gun.
Right. I don't know what your regular teacher had you doing, but let's watch a movie.
That'd be great if like the podcast was just silence and you can barely hear Top Gun in the background. And every once in a while, we're like, yeah, I love that part. Yeah, like, that's exactly, all you hear. Yeah.
Like the watch along podcast, but we don't comment. We just watch.
Yeah. That's so
you guys
want to
say something? No, this is the good part.
This is the good part.
That's what happens when dudes watch movies together. You can just watch the movie.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just enjoy. There's no explaining.
Right, exactly.
If you don't know what's happening, sorry.
This is good. I feel like this is like Foster the Podcast Summer School Edition for the next couple of months.
Nice.
Foster the Podcast Summer School.
I love it.
Man.
So
you had to get a rental car.
Oh my God, it was the worst experience.
I thought you were driving around LA with a dope ass drop top.
I do. It's in the shop.
It's always in the shop. It's always in the shop that you bought it for $500.
Yeah, it's a BMW, so it's always in the shop.
Yeah, like, you bought it for $500?
I bought it for like $3,000, right?
Uh-huh.
Nice little like throwback BMW drop top. Love it. Beautiful car. And but it breaks down all the time. We put a new engine in it, and it has had problems ever since. So,
oh God,
the new engine's giving you problems.
The new engine sounds like before it sounded so quiet. It would hum.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's just beautiful purr. And then we put this new engine, and it sounds like Uncle Buck's car. Like start up, it doesn't want to start. It's like blah 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God. And it shoots smoke out the back.
Of course. Yeah. Yep.
It's the worst, dude. So I've had to take it back like 5 times. And every time they've kept it for anywhere from 2.5 weeks to a month, they'll just keep my car.
Really?
And I'm like, well, you know, I got to Uber every day.
Yeah.
So it's been a big problem. So anyway, I was complaining about the smoke shooting out the back of my car.
Michael's the reason nobody can breathe in L.A.
Right, yeah.
You're creating the smog in this town.
It's my fault.
You ever see those L.A. movies when the skyline is just black?
Yes. Yeah. It's so weird. So I've taken it back. So they're like, yeah, it's an oil. So every time they have the answer. Every time they're well, this is the problem.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. So this time they're like, we're going to change out all the oil, and we're going to make sure it's all running. And
you needed a 2-month oil change?
Right.
Jesus. How much oil is in that car?
Well, it's a 99, so I think that's the last time it was checked. Because I went to change oil in it, and here's what you need to take away from this is never buy a BMW.
Right.
So I went to change the oil in this thing, and they're like, they have a special, it's like $19, right? Change your oil, 15 minutes, whatever. I go in, and they're like, oh, your car, this would be $145. I'm like, for what?
Right.
But the sign, and this is the car, and you.
Yeah.
So right. Oh yeah, it's BMW. I'm like,
oh, so okay. Is that,
dude, everything is like at, like, I wish I never. We had a Prius before. It was the best.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
It was the best, dude.
Where's the Prius?
It got T-boned.
Oh God.
That's that LA shit, though.
That's,
man.
Yeah, exactly. And so we didn't want to spend. We had that dilemma where it's like, well, do you spend all that money and you buy another Prius?
Right.
Or do you just spend a couple grand and have something fun?
Exactly.
Like a drop top you drive twice a year.
Right. But it looks really good. That's my dream.
I feel like there's a life lesson in there somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
I just feel like Michael just drives by Jiffy Lube every day looking at
his car. In your Prius rental?
Yeah, I just my Uber just take me to the shop. I need to visit my car.
Oh, God.
Okay, how long have you been in LA?
I think like a year and a half now.
How many car accidents have you been in?
I haven't been in any car accidents.
Oh, nice.
But I've had a few like fender benders where
luckily
there's been nothing. Like I was driving in Hollywood, and then this lady not paying attention in a BMW. I swear to God, it was this blue BMW.
It was bad oil.
Yeah, and she just not paying it. She just slams into my bumper, so we have to pull over, and then she gets out, and we both look at our cars. There's no damage, and we just shook hands like we were business partners, and then we bounced. And then this other girl, not paying attention, she was in a Benz. She was in this like brand new white Benz, and she just I could see her on the phone,
uh-huh.
on her phone, just drifting over.
Yeah.
And then she drives by and like smashes into my rearview mirror. And because I have adjustable rearview mirror, it just bends forward.
Sure.
And
there's
what looks like a giant scratch down it. And then I roll down the window and I pull it forward and I just wipe it away.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm like, let's go over to Coldwater Canyon. And she goes, all right. So we take the exit to Coldwater Canyon, and then she just books it. She just bounced.
Oh,
and I went, what the fuck?
God.
So of course she did. So I tried to blow through the red light, but then, you know, traffic started. She got away from me.
Yeah.
Those are my two accidents so far.
Yeah.
But no damage to the car.
That's the best.
Yeah. I'll meet you over there. I'll catch up with you.
She was.
Nope.
She just goes, I'm sorry. She's just on her phone, holding her phone in her hand. I'm sorry. I'm like, fucking Jesus Christ.
It's the most LA thing I've ever heard.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm too busy to report this.
Right. Late to everything.
Exactly. I'm late. I'm busy.
Sorry, I was going to meet you, but I had a last-minute audition.
Oh God!
Many more accidents in your future, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm
so
sure of it.
Because that's the thing. So you don't want to spend the money to nope. get something nice because you and nobody has insurance out here and nope. nobody stops even if they do.
Yeah.
So bro,
yeah.
When so, I was in Texas, I had Progressive insurance for, and now that I live, I have Viking insurance. That's the name. It's just called Viking insurance. Like even, I'm now part of the problem.
Is Progressive insurance is that just they allow gay couples to share insurance?
Not Texas. Let's not get crazy.
Oh God!
Wow, yeah.
Texas.
It's just that there's car accidents. I'm at the point now where it looked like I've either hit something or somebody had keyed my car or I went and I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do?
You know what's weird about that is like the initial shock of having a scratch on your car. You're just like you're immediately like, God damn it!
Right.
But then for some reason over like you just kind of forget about it as the day. Well, like, I forgot about it, and then I looked down and I had a scratch on my last car I had, and I was just like, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
That's just what the car looks like now.
I think LA does something with people's tolerance out here. I think people are so chill out here is because we've dealt with shit like that where it's like, argh! Well, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
And so you get enough of that added up over time, you're like, oh yeah, I'm just chill now.
Yeah.
So when somebody does run off, you're like, well, that shit happens,
everybody
man.
Everybody thinks everybody lays high all the time. No, right. We're just super zen.
We're just super just like, shit happens, man.
We have to because you report that problem to somebody and they give you the same attitude back. Like, well, what are you going to do?
Dude, when you report stuff out here, it is like, they look at you... Like, they could give a... Like, they have real stuff going on. That's the thing about LA. There's real shit happening out here. So they look at you like, what? You have a scratch in your car?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the what news?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's dehydrated. Yeah. Everyone's hot.
Right.
Nobody's happy, but everybody's calm, which is the
weirdest thing. Everybody's dying. You have a scratch. Okay, this guy's got a scratch. Somebody call LA Times. This guy's gotta get the fuck out of here.
Man has scratch on car. It's a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe how he got it. Number 4 will blow your mind. That's LA news.
Oh, God.
Yeah, LA turns everybody into Buddhists, essentially.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We don't care about our possessions because they're all going to be rapidly possessed.
Yep. You move so much out here, you do like you have so little space. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
And that's when you go back home. You go back to the Midwest or Texas or wherever the fuck, and you're like, none of this matters.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to go to Olive Garden? I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't
have water.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit where we go.
There's signs every 3 miles. Please turn off the faucets.
Yeah.
Don't have any of your waters. Don't water your lawns. You go into Beverly Hills and people don't, like, you just see people not giving a fuck. Yeah. They're just watering, they're overwatering their roses.
They're just throwing money on their lawns.
Yeah, exactly. And then watering
it. It's green now.
You ever fly in and look out the window and see pools? Just, like, where's all this water coming from?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, rich people.
Yeah.
That's where it's coming from.
When you go to one of those rich houses, you're in the backyard near the pool. Oh. You look over the fence to the neighbor who has a pool, to the neighbor who has a pool, to the neighbor who has it.
Yeah.
And it's just going down the hill. And it's like, why don't y'all just go over to one of the people's houses who have the biggest
because
pool?
Because nobody talks. It's the other thing. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Text my neighbor? Let him know. He doesn't follow me back. I can't DM him. What am I supposed to do? Dude, there's a sign. There's a new billboard in my neighborhood that says, if you hit somebody with your car, please stop. Like, that's...
You have to let them know.
That's where we're at. If you hit somebody, like a pedestrian crossing the street, if you hit them with your car, you should stop.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never seen that sign anywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No.
Besides LA.
Hollywood.
Where it's like, hey, if you hit somebody, come on. Do the right thing.
Or watch out for motorcyclists, because it's legal for them to cut through traffic.
Right.
But, like, I used to live in Seattle. Motorcyclists didn't do that shit, and if they did, it was illegal. But you would be aware of motorcyclists.
There's no laws. It's rebel land. This is Mad Max, man. This is, it really.
Dude, I had to explain. My father was in town.
I love your dad, by the way.
He wanted to borrow my car. I said no.
Where are you going?
He rented a car, and I had to explain it. Dad, listen to me.
I said no.
Listen to me. When the light turns red or when light turns green, do not go.
Yeah.
Because two people are going to run the red light at any given time. And he didn't believe me.
Oh, God.
And then next thing, we're driving around. And next thing you know, I'm like, look, this is what I'm talking about. And three cars go through. To explain that to people is madness.
Oh, yeah. There are no – and I feel that going back when I'm on the road, when I'm touring and stuff like that, and I rent a car somewhere in, like, fucking Iowa or something. Right. I am that asshole driver. I'm, like, gunning it. I'm like, where are these people going?
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember – I don't know if we can legally say this. do you remember in St. Paul, Minnesota?
I love that city.
When we were returning the rental car.
Oh, God.
Michael.
I don't know if we can legally talk about this either.
Michael was – allegedly, Michael was
allegedly
super passive aggressive at this car at 3 o'clock in the morning and decides to, like, just whip around him real quick to prove a point. And just literally, you know those road constructions, the big orange ones?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how they're like, what's the shape called?
Oh, like a triangle. Like, or an octagon.
Yeah, octagon.
The corner caught the passenger side and just scraped all the way out to the gas tank.
Oh,
we pull into a gas station, and I look over, and he's like wiping it with his t-shirt. I'm like, no, player, that ain't
That's great.
Sometimes I get in that mind when you're on the road, you're like, I ain't from around here.
Yeah.
I was driving back in Texas recently. My friend was like, you drive like an asshole now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the city. It's because, dude, I was in line. I was at a traffic light. I have to keep talking about this, but I was in line at a traffic light and the cars behind me went around me. And I was like, this is a line.
Oh, my God.
What are you? Yeah. Because the person in front of me was like half turning.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was in that mode. I'm like, I'm giving you 10 more seconds. Sure. Figure it out.
Right? Yeah.
And then the people behind me are like, nope, we don't have that. And they just went around both of us. And I'm like, what? And then so more cars. I had to wait for 7 cars behind me to
go. Oh, my God.
I was like,
it's a nightmare.
What? This is it. You can't.
You can't do that. It's so rude. The thing. I was thinking about this yesterday. People like always talk about like, you ever hear these people that like early morning risers? Like everything gets done before 7 a.m. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten up early?
Yeah, nobody's up.
Bro, it's a nightmare. I got up yesterday at 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7. 7's different. 7's when everybody's on.
Seven's like, doing
fire.
Their thing.
Five.
I saw a car on fire.
Yeah.
Right?
That's 7, yeah.
I saw human shit streaked down a street in downtown.
Is this a dream you're telling
this
us?
This is real life shit. I almost got hit by
this was at a
drivers.
Trump rally.
But I'm like, no. This is,
you got to get up earlier.
Yeah, earlier is when the town is dead. Like I dropped off my girlfriend at the airport yesterday morning at 4 a.m.
Right.
And from North Hollywood to LAX at any other time is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a it doesn't matter if you have somebody in your car for the carpool lane. It is jam-packed.
Yeah.
4 a.m, we got there in 20 minutes.
Dude, 4 a.m is the best time.
Grabbed a coffee. It's like if I could muster up the energy to get up at 4 a.m,
right,
I would because...
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You would just chill all night. But yeah, I was pulling out of a Gelson's Market in the one lane, and somebody's going 70 in a 35 and honked at me because I was pulling out.
Right.
And he goes... and like went around me. And I was like... What? You're breaking the law. Why am I the bad guy?
He's mad at you for not breaking the law. This is the only place in the world where they're like, "What are you? Why are you not breaking the law?"
Yeah,
I've been helping a friend out with some pet sitting stuff.
Okay,
I've been in downtown, and so I've been getting up. And I've been on the highways at 8. You know, the regular 9-to-5 commute that people
right,
do.
Yeah,
it is. It's insane.
It's a nightmare, dude.
I could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people do it every day.
I would not work there.
Right?
I would be unemployed. Whatever great job I had,
I would, you just can't.
Have you been downtown?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's the worst.
Human shit.
Everywhere.
With bird hair in it. How does that even happen? What is the fucking...
Homeless guy caught a bird, took a shit,
ate
wiped
it,
his ass.
And then shit out that bird, yeah.
Or he's eating pigeons. Yeah. What are you doing downtown?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
downtown is like being in like I was driving somebody into downtown and it was like New York City.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like driving in New York City because we were a block away from where I had to drop her off, and it took 9 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it even said 9 minutes on my GPS, and I'm like, how is this 9 minutes?
Yeah,
we're a block away.
It's maddening.
I couldn't believe it
when I first came down here. People kept asking me, "What's the difference in the drive?" I hear the driving's crazy out there, and it's like I always told them like. put the address in your GPS and then turn it to walking.
Right.
And that's the difference. Like whatever time it takes you to drive in Ohio, like, okay, 2 miles, it's going to take 3 minutes.
Right.
2 miles takes 45 minutes out here. There is no way around it.
You're right. Because I experienced, like, people would ask me about the traffic. So I'm like, it's bad, but it's never really bad for me. You know, if I get up at 10:30 and 11 and I'm driving to do comedy shows at midnight.
Right.
I
don't really,
being a normal person for this last week and commuting downtown back and forth at 9 and 5, I understand why people, like buy guns. Like I understand road rage. I finally understand that for the first time. I had a buddy. He says he gets so mad he spits on his own
road rage.
He spits on his own windshield. And I was like, I thought it was the crazy. And now I'm like, no, I understand that now.
Oh,
like,
I get it. I can't spend. If I'm in my car for too long and I'm stuck in traffic or whatever, and then I got to do a comedy show or somebody wants to hang out, I'm just like, pick me up or I'm taking a lift.
Yeah.
I do not want to be in control. I don't even want to look at my car. And I love my car. I think my car is amazing.
Right.
And I hate it like a child.
Right.
Like a child who's taken away my dreams.
Wait till it gets totaled.
I can't wait for when it gets. I like how you can get totaled in this town too. Nothing bad will happen to you physically.
Right.
You're just like, great, now I got to figure out my car. And it's it's like you'd rather be dead than figure out your car issues.
I'd rather be dead. Just kill me.
Well, if you're in the market, I have a BMW for sale.
I got a BMW. Just needs a little bit of oil.
A little bit of oil.
So I want to talk about. I asked Kane for a couple of topics. I was like, anything you want to talk about? And the three that you sent me was my bad luck.
My bad luck, man.
I got stuck in an elevator.
I got stuck in an elevator yesterday.
And my injury.
Yeah. I think I've been perpetually getting in bad luck since I moved to this town. Yeah.
Right.
Like it just everything I try. I was talking about this. It's like I'm not even failing at what I'm trying. It's either somebody says no, or it just somehow is bad. It's just somehow bad. Like I was like, I had like somebody hired me to go get a couple of chairs. I needed some extra cash. So I was like, yo, just go pick up. It'll take 20 minutes.
Right.
And then I got stuck in a fucking elevator for 45 minutes. And they didn't want to pay me for the time I was stuck in the elevator. Like I had to haggle with them. They're like, so whose time is that, you being stuck in the elevator? And I go, I think it's both of our times, actually. Like,
right.
And it was hot. Like it was like 100 degrees it decided
to
hit.
How did you get stuck in an elevator?
It just stopped.
His bad luck.
Dude, it's
topic number one.
Yeah, it was like the scene from Speed where they're just like, yeah, so anyway, so I guess John got his promotion and then, and it was me and this Irish guy. And we're just sitting there like, great. And then it started to get hotter and hotter. And then I was like, I was live tweeting about it. I'm like, great, this is how my day's going. And I go, the fire department's coming. Great. Like every girl's dream.
Yeah.
Right? I have handsome fireman. I'm like, I hope someone picks me up and hoists me out of this elevator.
Right.
And we got the disgruntled. We've been doing this job for 45 years.
Yeah.
So like I'm in the elevator and they go, fire department, can you hear me? And both of us are like, yeah. Fire department, can you hear me? And we're like, yes. Fire department, can you hear me? And we're like, holy Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we can hear it. Yes. We're like trying to scream it. And they go, okay. And then 15
You're
minutes.
Like, just text me.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. I got a couple of people following me now. So you can just hashtag trapped in an elevator.
Yeah.
So
follow my hashtag.
So like 15 minutes go by and all we're hearing is clinging and clanging.
Oh my God.
And then finally they go, fire department, can you hear me? Again. And we're like, yes. We try to scream it. And they go, push on the door. So we push on the door and we both just kind of open the door. I'm like, my whole shirt is drenched in sweat at this point. I get out and I go, thank you, fellas. And they go, yeah. That's what they gave me. And they were old. Like, they look like we got saved by the...
Mario Brothers.
Yeah, we got saved.
The Mario Brothers.
Yeah. They were the oldest fucking firefighters ever. Like, they were mad that they... I was like a cat stuck in a tree. Like, that's how annoyed they were that they had to be there.
They're like, why? How'd you get in this?
Yeah.
What's this box?
How?
We just use a pole.
We don't have elevators, you lazy piece of shit.
In my day, we took stairs. What are stairs, Grandpa?
Oh, God.
You just opened the door and it was like freedom, right?
Yeah, free. Like it was like
how mad were you didn't try to open the door before that?
kind of irritated.
That would be
my first instinct. That would have been first. Like, well, we could climb a wall.
We were trying to figure out how to get our fingers through the, because it wasn't like closing two elevator doors closing at once. It was one closes onto the right side, so we couldn't get our fingers in there.
Just, yeah,
because we knew we were either suspended between the second story or the first story, or we were on the first floor,
right,
whatever. So we were like trying to figure it out, and
did you have chairs in there? Were you loading up the chairs?
No, we were actually on our way to get the goddamn chairs, and then I had to lug five chairs down three flights of stairs. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is just the worst.
I would have never taken an elevator again.
No, I'm not. I don't think I will.
How? I wouldn't have gotten the chairs. Like, you're way better than I am. I would have been like, well, today's over.
This shift is over. Get your own goddamn chairs.
Oh my god!
I don't understand how calm you were. I have I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't like being in close.
When no,
I guess,
you?
Yeah, I guess which is claustrophobia. I would have lost my mind after 45 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand how you were calm for that long.
I was getting more and more. It's like the driving thing too, because it's like I was a pretty calm driver before I got here.
Uh-huh.
Then I was trying to stay calm, but the amount of horns you hear and people driving like assholes, you start to. It's like I try to stay as calm as possible before every one of these like tense situations, especially when you're just driving around this town. So for me to be stuck in an elevator after a bunch of shit has already happened since I've been here, it was almost like this is hilarious that this kind of stuff keeps happening.
Yeah.
Like I was like, of course, why wouldn't I be stuck in an elevator? Why wouldn't, on the hottest day, on the hottest few weeks in California,
you expect it?
Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't I be stuck in a fucking elevator? And instead of being self-loathing about it, I started tweaking, because normally when bad shit happens to me, I'll internalize it and I'll just move on and I'll try to get over it. Sure. This time I was like, I'm trapped in an elevator. Right. Can you fucking believe I'm trapped in an elevator?
I would have been in the corner shaking.
See, I'm the exact opposite. My first reaction is to tell everybody how angry I am. Right. Like when Justin was texting me about the rental car today, I was like, nobody speaks English and everybody has questions. I was like, it's the worst day of my life. I've been here for 45 minutes. This is the worst. Like, I'm done. I was very verbal about it. Like, I wasn't like, well, I'll just deal with this and just tell them I'll be late. I'm like, no, fuck everybody. Yeah. I'm going to burn this place down. Yeah.
I was more annoyed at the lady who didn't want to pay me for the time stuck in the elevator. She goes, so whose time is that? And when she asked me that, I was like, I was stuck in an elevator. Like, that's all I said. I was like, I was stuck in an elevator. And she goes, okay, so like an hour? And I'm like, I was stuck in an elevator.
That's
and I just kept saying that. I'm like, I'm stuck in an elevator. Like, I was like a kid all of a sudden. Right. I was like, I had a bad day. So I was stuck in a fucking elevator. What do you think?
Right.
Do you think that was fun for me? Do you think that I jammed up
purpose?
The... Yeah, like, I just came in, threw a bunch of quarters down, and then went down to the first floor and tried to fuck this thing up? No, pay me for my time. I was stuck in an elevator. Give me a sandwich or a drink. Right. Look at my shirt. What do you think? Who's paying who?
I'm keeping a chair.
I was more mad at her than the elevator, and I was a little annoyed at the firefighters for not even remotely asking me if I was okay.
Yeah, you
they
guys didn't. Okay?
They just opened the door, and I was like, thanks, and they go, whatever.
Right.
I was like, you're fucking firefighters.
That's an LA work ethic.
That's it. Oh my God. That's the LA attitude. It's just like,
yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You're out now.
So. Yeah, so you're not there anymore.
And they were gone.
People are dying.
Have you seen the news?
I mean, what do you want, kid?
Spray me with the hose, please. Take me out of my misery.
Right. You're stuck in an elevator. This guy's got a scratch. Yeah.
Bunch of crybabies.
Oh, God.
I was trying to explain to somebody the other day just like how numb I am. Like, I went back home to Texas. I was with you, and I was staying at my mom's, and it was just so weird, like, to not hear police helicopters all the time. Like, how used to that I've gotten.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And like ambulances and all that stuff is just so second nature to me.
Yeah. When my buddy Faber came out to visit, he lives in Dallas, whatever, in the suburbs and all that stuff. And I stayed with him a few nights. It's so quiet, so peaceful there. He came out to LA for a couple of nights and he was like, how do you sleep? What is going on outside? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, there's hell. I'm like, okay, one helicopter is just like it's just traffic just grazing over.
Yeah.
Two helicopters, something went down, they're taking care of it. Three helicopters, don't look out the window.
Yeah. Like, ISIS is in town.
Exactly. Three or more.
On the floor.
Three or more on the floor.
It's bad when you lived in LA so long, you know the difference between police and news helicopters.
Right, yeah.
Oh my God, it's like you when you hear a lightning storm out in Texas or Wisconsin or something, and you like count you count between lightning bolt sounds. Yeah. Every time thunder hits, you go one, two, to see how close it is. Same thing with the helicopters.
Yep.
Yeah. If you count a helicopter, then another one, you're like, okay, it might be in my neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. Is Tupac alive? Like, what?
Yeah, it's chaos out here.
I love it. So what was the other thing? What was the, you were in an accident. Was that out here or was that back in Seattle?
No, I like.
Of course it was here.
Yeah, of course. Every time, it was, which is weird because my girlfriend, Kelsey Cook, another comedian.
Oh, Kelsey's great.
Yeah, she's out, actually out. Every time something fucked up goes down with me here and she's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I was trapped.
Do you think she's hiring these people?
I have no, dude. Yeah, because I dropped her off at 4 a.m. yesterday.
She's like, "Oh, you got out of that elevator, huh? On the hottest day of the year.
Weird.
Well,
I would expect.
I guess
something.
I'll see you in a few days.
I was expecting maybe like 3.5 hours is what I was quoted. So yeah, I dropped her off at the airport that morning. Right. And then in the afternoon, got trapped in an elevator. So she goes out to, I joined this baseball league like 3 or 4 months into living here for like actors and comedians. And I was in it for like a month or two. And then I was on a team. We were kicking the shit out of this other team. Kelsey was in San Francisco doing, I can't remember which club she was doing. And while she's out of town, I got into an argument with the pitcher. I'm on first base. We were arguing because his team's losing. He's being a sore loser.
Right.
And as we're arguing, he freaks out.
Uh-huh.
He gets in my face. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm not going to fight this guy. The game's over at this point. I'm just going to grab my shit and I'm going to leave.
Right.
And I was just sitting there. And his friend, who'd been power drinking for like 5 innings,
uh-huh.
and he was in, I think, left field, he just sprints at me and uppercuts. When he finally gets to me at first base, uppercuts, punches me in the jaw, and breaks it in 2 places.
Holy
shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So I had my and I already had second thoughts about living in L.A. and then this guy fucking sucker punches me. He street fightered me because he just took me up.
Sure.
And then it pushed the other side of my jaw.
Oh my God.
Up, and they both snaps in the 2 different places.
Oh man.
And then I drop. He knocks me out immediately.
Right.
And then takes off before the cops can get there.
Right. He had an audition.
Yeah. He had to get. Yeah. Exactly. So he.
I'll meet you at the next exit.
Meet you on cold water. You may want to put some cold water on that jaw.
Oh fuck. Yeah. And then I get to the hospital and the doctor comes in and like, I don't know. Yeah. Like it's the attitude of this town. He just walks up. He's like, yeah, your jaw's broken.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're kidding. And he goes, no, you're either going to need surgery or your jaw wired shut. And then I go, okay. And then he left. Like he didn't give me any more information.
That was it?
And then this nurse comes over.
People are dying.
Yeah.
People are dying in the other room. What do you want?
Your jaw's messed up. Fix it.
I need this for work. Like, I need my jaw.
So that was when you have Viking health insurance.
So this nurse comes over, and she starts taking my blood, and she gets four vials of my blood.
She sells it, my mom.
Yeah.
She's just taking it.
She's taking my blood, and she gets 4 vials of my blood, and I've been, like, sweating, you know.
Right,
I barely ate that day, so I'm, like, feeling kind of woozy from this. And then another nurse comes over, and like grabs her by her shoulders and she goes, you're not supposed to take his blood. You're supposed to take his blood, and points at this other person.
Oh my God.
So then this woman, the nurse who took my blood.
Back.
Yeah. She just goes, sorry. Like she shrugged her shoulders and I was like, you're a nurse. That's your excuse?
Oh
like you're literally taking my life out of my body and you didn't need to.
Right.
Right.
And I'm like, I was trying to be calm and everybody makes mistakes. This is true. And I looked at her and I was like, well, since you guys don't need it, can I like take it home with me since technically it is mine?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, why would you want your blood? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm joking. Why do you got to make me feel like a psychopath? Why would I collect my own blood from you? And then I call Kelsey and then she's like, oh my God. Like she's crying and she's like, okay, well, I got to go on.
That's the best.
I'll talk to you. Well, I may not talk to you. I'll text you later.
Yeah, exactly.
You might not be able to talk.
Oh, I've got two shows tonight, hon. Hang tight. I'll text you in between.
My show went well. How you feeling? Yeah. I can't eat macaroni and cheese. That's how I'm feeling.
Just crushed it. Do you still have your blood?
Oh, God. I'm just holding my blood. It's the only thing I
watching
have
watching Netflix.
I hate this town.
Much like your jaw, I crushed tonight. Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah.
So they wired it shut.
Wired it shut for 2 months, and then I also
I got the
B squad for the wire job.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because this is the most fucked up part. I had just quit my job because of the commute to Koreatown.
Right.
I was like, I can't do this unless I live in Koreatown or I get a job. Right. So I'm like, no, I'm gonna be a Lyft driver or whatever it is you do out here, and fuck the consequences. Well, right. Now I don't have any insurance. And I get hit for a major medical procedure, and I get.
You know this guy's name, right? Just because
he went to prison.
Yeah, on the back of his jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
He's wearing
fading out.
He was wearing my jersey.
He was number. No. he was number 45, doctor.
Just says Cook on the back. I knew it.
Yeah, I get in, and then this doctor starts giving me shots to numb the top of my jaw.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, here's what you want to do. And they take this wire floss,
uh-huh.
which is, it's the thickest wire you can fit in between teeth. And they start poking through my jaw for the top layer. He does it in like 10 minutes. I can't feel a thing. So he goes, all right, that's what you got to do. And then the doctor leaves, and leaves me with these trainee doctors who have to do my bottom jaw. So they start giving me Novocaine it's not working. So they start to wire and I can feel it, and it's like a pinch only 10,000 times worse.
Jesus. Wow, dude.
So I'm like, I can feel that. And he goes, all right, we'll give you more Novocaine. So he starts hitting me with more. He goes in, I can still feel it. He has no idea why. I don't know why I can still feel it. I'm pumped up with a lot of this, but I can still feel it.
Right.
And he goes, look, we got an hour. And then we got to close. We're closing up shop. And I go, all right, just do it, I guess.
No,
so I felt the entire bottom part get wired. They cinch it shut. And then I hear, tay! And they didn't give it enough slack.
No.
Stop.
And it broke.
No.
They had to do it again.
No.
Only faster. And I think they fucked my jaw because I took it all. It's all out now. But now my jaw will just dislocate at night.
Ooh.
And I have to pop it in like I'm Riggs.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just like pop it back into place and go about my day. And every once in a while, I'll open my mouth and you'll hear a big snap.
Right.
It'll pop.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
I like how they're closing. The hospital closes.
That particular wing of the county hospital, of the LA County Hospital, were closing down early for some reason.
Oh my God.
I don't remember why, but they had to close down early.
You just had like, this is so bad. You had like pretty much as an old school abortion in your mouth. Like, somebody's like, well, I got this coat hanger. Open wide.
You're like, oh God.
That's exactly what happened.
We got about an hour.
This is what happened when Christy's not here.
Welcome to the new show, folks.
Buckle up.
Daddy's home.
So too much, you couldn't talk or anything, huh?
No, I could talk and just sound like this.
Oh my God.
Did you make a mixtape like Kanye?
Yeah, Kanye of comedy.
I went up a few places. I went up at Flappers and I went up at Ice House and I just told the story of getting my job, right. But it just sounded like this the whole time.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, and I only drank Jamba Juice and chicken broth. That was my diet.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah, and like
vodka.
And insure. Yeah. Occasionally, I would
have edibles.
Oh, dude. Yeah, and I got, because I was a victim of a crime.
Uh-huh.
Everybody at the on the baseball team on my team was like, they were giving me free weed, and they were like, this one guy.
You
like,
continue to play baseball?
No. Actually, no. They wanted me back, and I'm like, I don't think so. I can't. I have like this weird. I've like become agoraphobic at baseball fields. I get like weird and shaky.
Oh my God! Yeah,
it's awful. So
confrontations are different.
Yeah, don't look behind you. There's a giant, there's a giant angel's poster in the back.
Yeah, dude. It's
holy shit.
Pretty
dude.
Brutal when I first got here. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My God, man.
It's the worst. It was the absolute worst. So
that's your introduction to LA.
Introduction to LA, and just ever since then, I've been trying to overcome
each one of these little obstacles, and it just seems like every one of them is a punch directly into the jaw. And I just keep going. I just try to have that same Zen feeling I had in the elevator. Like, right, of course, like, why wouldn't I get hit in the face?
Yeah,
of course, why wouldn't this happen? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
You just
dude.
Expect the worst all the time. Yeah. If you don't get stuck in an elevator, well, that was pleasant.
Today was a good day. I'm like Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Nobody got shot. Today was a good day.
Fuck.
Oh my God, dude,
that's insane. And that, I mean, that's the way the city is. The first year you're out here, this city takes everything from you. Mm-hmm. We've had this discussion.
Yes.
It takes your car, it takes your girlfriend, it takes your house, it takes your money.
Yep.
It takes everything from you. And then if you stay, the city slowly starts being like,
right.
All right, hey.
We'll give you a little
here's
bit.
Here's an opportunity for
it's like
you.
It's like when you train, like you have to like break like stallions.
Right, yeah, you know? It really is. Yeah, because you come, it's just wild horses out here.
Yeah.
And then it's just, how do we get them to...
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy DJ Dangler fell off that mountain.
Fell off the mountain.
Oh my God.
Broke his back in like five different places. Yeah. All that stuff, like
Jesus.
His car blew up. All kind. I mean, this city strips everything away from you.
Man. Yeah. It's the craziest thing, because it seems like the safer option of the two options comedy gives you when you first start and you want to take it seriously. You're like, yeah, this is what I want. And then they go, all right, New York or LA. And almost everybody's unanimously is like LA, it seems easier,
right?
And it's just not,
it's just not.
Absolutely not.
It's one of those things, like, do you really want to do this? All right, we'll see about that,
right? Yeah,
that kind of like, I mean, it weeds people out.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people, like, dude, I almost,
oh, like, yeah, we had the discussion.
We were in a green room somewhere, like, why are we here? Let's move.
Every time we worked together for a while, it was just like, well, this is our last year in comedy. This is our retirement tour.
Dude, Michael and I quit in 2013. I swear to God.
That's great.
And we've been quitting every New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we're like, ugh.
One more year.
Let's just teach history somewhere.
Yeah. I had that thought.
Let's become firefighters.
Right. I had that thought almost 2 weeks ago, where I was just like, you know, she's never here.
Right.
Right.
Let me just get my own place. I'll take one of my favorite cats. I'll just, you know, and then I'll be a bartender. I'll just go do that. That was always fun when I did that.
Yeah. Go back to Seattle.
Yeah, go back to Seattle. I love Seattle. I'm a big Mariners fan. I can't go to Safeco anymore, but especially on Bat Day.
Can't even watch Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too traumatized.
You guys want a tour of the field? No, we're going right here in the car.
I've seen it.
Oh man. Well, you know, you gotta. I don't want to end it like this. We gotta stay positive.
Do you have a positive ending message?
Some advice. Start saving up for a car. Second of all,
have a go bag in your trunk at all times.
Can't wait.
Stick with it.
Stick with it. Stick with it is the least sincere advice people give you.
If you think you're miserable now,
it gets worse.
Just wait a few years.
Yeah. What's great about the road? That's what's great. But the road has its own issues. But then you do the road, you feel amazing. Then you come back
here. Then you come back here to shit.
You're just like,
yep.
You're like, so when is my name getting pulled at this lottery?
Right.
Oh, it's not? All right. Well, I'll see you guys. This is fun.
You can headline. Do you have 11 minutes?
What?
You have 11 minutes or 11 friends?
Right.
I have neither right now.
We should start our own show called The Big 11.
The Big 11.
Bring 11 friends. You get to do 11 minutes. 11 minutes.
Dude, it gets better, man. Just stick with it. You know, Malone's leaving for San Diego after this. I'm leaving to Temecula for after this again.
Nice.
Yeah. We're getting the fuck out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to Sacramento soon. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm doing, what's that? Punchline?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing that supply and demand show. So I'm closing that out.
Oh, nice.
I got that email today. So I was like, I always count the tiny little, you know, blessings that you get, because it's like that'll, if you don't, it'll cry. If you just look at, like me and another comic, Jay, we always talk, if you looked at everything stacked against you, you wouldn't do it.
Right.
No, you wouldn't. I count every little thing.
Yeah,
little,
and that's
thing
only like a 9-hour drive up there. You're going to
have absolutely.
You got 11 minutes though to headline?
No, yeah. I'm working on my last minute. A hot 1 minute.
Jay's great, by the way.
Yeah.
Jay's been on the show before. There was a point that I was going to make, and I lost it for a second. What are you, so you're going to Sacramento. When is that?
That's October 20th.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. KaneHolloway.com if you're so inclined.
Twitter and Instagram.
Kane M. Holloway on Twitter. Holloway spelled H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y. I really like Instagram, so follow me on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I do remember I was going to say. I was talking to Mark Agee. You guys know Mark Agee. He was...
love Mark.
He was like, this shit is like, if it were easy, like everybody would do it.
Right.
Because you like when you get started, you think you walk on stage and you talk into a microphone. And essentially, that's kind of you know what you do. But you don't realize like how much goes into it.
Because if
everyone could like, I can get paid a lot of money to go talk to a microphone for a it would be more oversaturated than it is right now.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think those challenges and those problems like weed out, you know, the people that are like, yeah, I just kind of want to go and socialize with my friends and maybe I'll tell some jokes.
Right.
You know, you see those people that like go, they don't really have a social life, so they go to open mics, so they go to do that.
And I think it's amplified out here because everybody is a comedian or actor or whatever, and so they all are looking for stage time no matter what endeavor they're into.
Yes.
So over here, out here, it does feel like there is a lot of that going on where it's like, why am I doing this? There's so many people doing it. It's such a hassle. Da, da, da. But you got to remember what it's like to be on the road and all that stuff. Yeah. You go to a town where there's like three comics that live in town and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is why I do it. Yeah, because I'm special.
Right. My buddy Rob was like, dude, I got into comedy because I wanted to work the least amount of possible. And that's the opposite.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's the opposite. I have to work my ass off. But Michael, what do you got coming up?
I am at the Matt House in San Diego this weekend, and then I'm going to be back at Morty's Comedy Joint next week, October 6th to the 9th. Yeah.
So you're gone next week?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do one next week. I'll grab a guest or something, and then you'll be back.
And then I'll be back. I'm home all month, baby. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
I'm excited. This is going to be awesome. Follow me, Justin Comic, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. For our show, visit fosterthepodcast.com. Please subscribe to the show on iTunes. Just search for Foster the Podcast on there. Give us a good review. Give us a good rating. It helps in the search engines on there. And we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/fosterthepodcast. Thank you guys so much for coming on and doing this. Safe trip to San Diego. Safe trip to the Bay. Mm-hmm. Safe trip to Temecula for me. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.